Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It's Thursday. The Packers will be back on the practice field this afternoon. We'll also hear from Matt LaFleur, Mercedes Lewis, Adrian Amos, and a few others. But right now, it's time to listen and hear from you fine folks. Everyone, Packers fans worldwide, what's going on? Krista's here. Of course, she is. Good morning, Krista. Lloyd, go Pack go. What's up, buddy? Gary is here. A stalwart, to be sure. Ben, good morning. Hope you're doing well, Ben. Matt, good morning, Aaron. How art thou? To be sure. Do you think they move Mac around and get him away from Elton as much as possible? Okay, well, okay. I know Elton Jenkins is practicing, but he's still limited. Let's not get crazy here. Hopefully Elton's playing, but I think they will move Mac around regardless. I don't think it'll be to get away from Elton. I do think they've been doing a very good job up front with their stunts and their games in general, meaning the Bears. If he struggles against Elton, then yeah, maybe they start trying to, like, you know, basically put him over by Billy or what have you. But I don't think they're going to worry too much about one-on-one matchups to start with. You got to prove it, especially in a matchup that hasn't had a whole lot of reps for us to see on film yet. Dustin, thank you for the super chat. Do the Bears still have 8 tight ends on the active roster? I believe they do not at this point. I believe that was that is no longer the case, although that was a fun little data point a couple years ago. Nags, I didn't take 12's reaction to your name being called in a bad way. Neither did I, Tony, but man, the internet's undefeated for overreaction. We got so many comments about it on Transplants last night. Holy shit. And I know Corey addressed it at one point. You know, I don't think Rodgers hates me. I think, you know, we have a fun back and forth. It's a little tension filled sometimes, but that's about it. Jeezy baby, thanks to the super chat. Saw all the Bears fans saying they wouldn't want Rodgers after Rodgers said he would never play for the Bears. I mean, you gotta understand context here. I mean, Aaron knows that it would never happen because A, the Packers would never trade him to the Bears, and 2, they just drafted a young quarterback. They're not going to be looking to get Aaron Rodgers. This isn't Favre and the Vikings. So he knows all this, so he can say that with confidence. He would never play it because it'll never happen. But fans eat it up, so yeah, of course. Dawson, thank you for the super chat. Is that Query in a Dickey jersey on your shirt? No, sir. This is come on now. Hold on. This is the Last Dance, baby. Anybody who saw the Last Dance documentary on Netflix, is now on Netflix, knows this reference. That's all I'll say about that. What else we got? Nags, how many transplants have you done? 222. Corey and I always used to joke because we had to take a couple years off when I was on the beat. And then before that, we would kind of do them every week, but not really. We'd never do any in the off season. So it's funny because we used, Brian Caravu used to do Railbird Central, and he had gotten to like 500. I think he hit 1,000 at some point. And we were like sitting here at 222, 10 years in. We just haven't done that many of them. Do you think Rodgers would ever hop on a transplants? No. Does the line protection because of starters out change the amount of receivers out on routes? A little bit, Robin, especially on those longer down and distances. You've seen both Lazard and Tonyan used as inline blockers in those scenarios where, and that's something we've, you know, talked about it here before. You got to make that chip, but then you got to get out into your route. And I think the guys have been doing a better job of it. But yeah, no doubt about it. On certain down distances, that is happening. Now, I wouldn't say that's a, you know, every down occurrence. It's not something that's been happening the majority of the time. But yeah, there are occasions where, because the fact that they're trying to help out whoever, that there are a few less guys available to Rodgers in the route tree. No doubt about it. With Fields' running ability, will a single guy spy on this, or will they mix it up? Oh, they'll mix it up, Jill. I don't think you'd ever have anyone designated to be a spy all full-time, right? I think there will certainly be calls where they're cognizant of it. You know, certainly he's proven in the short, limited time already here in the league, you play man coverage, you better be ready, because, you know, a lot of times he will kind of look at that first read, maybe get to the second one, and then he'll take off. And he does damage. He has done a really good job and been very smart, I think, from what I've seen, about when he runs. He does a good job of seeing okay, all the backs are turned. I can get out. If I can get outside the pocket, I got room to maneuver and operate. So it's certainly something they're going to have to be cognizant of, but it won't be one guy all the time or anything like that. They'll mix things up a lot. Marshall, thanks for the super chat. Do you think the offensive game plan should be similar to the one versus the 49ers to offset the Bears pass rush? Yes. I think you should go even lean even more so into it. I think they should run the ball a hell of a lot more. I think they should try to do some of the power stuff they were doing in the running game. Yes, 1,000 times yes. And I think they really need to get to some short rhythm passing against this Bears front. It's never as easy as just do this one thing, because obviously there are counters to everything you want to try and do. But I think this is a game where they have got to limit the amount of spread, the amount of trying to push the ball down the field 10, 15, 20 yards. This is a game where you want slants, you want smash routes, you want shallow crossers, you want delay routes, you want, you know, back out of the backfield on an angle or an option route. These are the types of plays that they need to execute against this Bears front. Get the ball out of Aaron's hands quickly and, you know, efficiently move the ball down the field. We haven't seen that yet. Now, that's very easily said on my part. I understand that. This is a very, very good defense. Nothing will come easy. But that, to me, is the smartest way to go about it, attacking this front and attacking this defense. Julio, thanks for the super sticker, buddy. Very much appreciated. Will St. Brown be cut when MVS comes back? It's possible. I know they put him on the 53-man roster, but I think they like his blocking ability in the run game. I know he hasn't been the target of many throws, but there's something they like there. They kept him around for a reason. So we'll see. It's a possibility. But, you know, it's never as simple as, okay, we've got a receiver here, we have to cut another receiver. It might be another position group that gets cut. You never know. Becky, Campbell has that magic mix of patience and aggressiveness. So fun to see that in a Packer backer. Very much agreed. The patience part is a really good observation, because I think that's what got Kirksey into trouble a lot last year, is he would take false steps or kind of overrun things. And Campbell seems to have a really good demeanor when it comes to read and react, meaning he trusts what he sees, but he doesn't kind of overcomplicate and try and, oh, I got to make a play. He really has a veteran's presence in the sense of letting things develop and then exploding when things kind of align or delineate themselves. It's hard to describe, but he has a very good eye for it. And for the most part, you know, teams haven't been able to take advantage of him. I know he gave up that one touchdown in the Detroit game, but even then he was in great position. It's just a perfect throw. Yeah, but for the most part, he has done a very good job in that regard in the middle of this Packers defense. Dustin, thanks for the super chat, buddy. Did the Bears win the Amos versus Ha-Ha battle yet? Also, Jimmy G eating up $5.3 million of the Bears cap with one catch this year is amazing. Bears still suck. Salient points, my friend. Salient points all around. Sorry, guys. Josiah DeGuara has been an afterthought. A little bit. Yeah, he hasn't been producing very well. So, oh, Nicholas asked the same thing. Has anyone found Josiah DeGuara? You know, coming back from that injury, you never know. When guys come back, it takes a little time to round into shape. And then we've seen him be taken advantage of in the run game, most especially. So we'll see if he can get a little bit more involved as the year goes on, if he feels a little bit more sure of himself coming off that ACL injury. It's always hard, man. It's always hard to predict, especially, you know, he hadn't played basically since that Atlanta game last year in week 4. You know, we'll see. I still have faith. I think he can still be a weapon at some point. Amar, thanks for the super chat, buddy. I move meetings around to make this live. Miss ya. I need to get back to HHs again. Are we thinking Hicks may be out this week? I really want to see Jalen out there chasing Fields. Let's fucking go. Yeah, I know Hicks has been perennially hurt, but we'll see. It's a big win for the Packers if he can't go, obviously, but everything in moderation. I'm not getting too hopeful just yet. And Jalen, I do think we'll see him out there this week in certain packages. I don't think he'll see a ton of playing time, but hopefully we start to see him running around a little bit. I'm wearing my Da Bear Still Suck Cheesehead TV shirt as we speak. CR, that's what I'm talking about, buddy. Carry the G. There's a small group of vets that know what the Bears game means to the fan base, right? Yeah, I don't think it's a small group. I think it's a significant group. I think most of the team knows how important this game is to the fan base. they may not all care about it, but they know. They know it's a big one for the fans, no doubt about it. The team does a good job of informing the players of the history of the rivalry. You know, they know how people feel about it. But again, for them, it probably doesn't mean that much, which is fine. It's all good. It's just the way it is. Rodgers to Cheesehead TV. Tony, don't even waste your time. If the Bears played football in the woods and no one was around to see it, would they still suck? Thank you for what you do. Thank you, Timothy. That's very well put. Could Tay ever pass Sterling in your eyes as best ever Packers wide receiver? Probably not, but who knows, man? He keeps putting up these kind of numbers and is just insanely, ridiculously gifted as far as getting open, catching footballs, even when the entire stadium knows it's going to him. Anything's possible, right? But to me, Sterling played at such a high level at a time when things were a lot more difficult for wide receivers, and had, I mean, nobody across from him, and no running game to speak of. You know, he was just on a different level. Physicality-wise, production-wise, he's right there, right? I mean, most of Sterling's records are the ones that Tay's chasing. So, yeah, I don't know. It'd be a tough one. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. What situations do you think Jalen would play in? Passing downs? Yeah, I think more often than not, long down and distances. I'd be very surprised if they played him on early downs. But you never know. Maybe it'll be the exact opposite. Maybe they give him a very defined, like, look, it's first and 10. We just want you to clog up the A-gap. I mean, I don't think they would do that. They would ever do that. But, yeah, I do think it'll be on passing down, use his athleticism a little bit, especially in space. And who knows, maybe they'll use him as a field spy at some point. Who is the biggest NFC North rival? Ooh, Tim, with the softball questions these days. I mean, I've been on record on this one forever. I respect the Bears. They still suck, but I respect the Bears. Without Papa Bear, the Packers don't exist as we currently know them. Always respected the rivalry, and there's a healthy competition there. The Vikings are fucking plastic bullshit. Vikings have no soul. They're a made-up franchise. I have no respect for the Vikings whatsoever. That's the difference. So rivalry, the ones that I enjoy the most is probably the Bears just because of the history. The Vikings I enjoy beating the most because they are just the fucking worst. Putting Dunbar on the practice squad is sort of a risky move if someone tries to add him to the active roster. Gregory, he's been out on the street for a month. If someone wanted to add him to the active roster, they would have. Plus, I think they'll undoubtedly probably bring him up by the time the game happens, and no one's doing it. No one's signing him on a Friday to play on a Sunday. I think there's very little risk there. Do the Packers... Wait, what was it? Vikings are trash. Yeah, you got that right. If I feel good about the defense, you should not have any worries. Brandy, that is very well stated. Why does Rodgers overthrow MVS more often than not? Seems like he always hits Tay in stride. I think, you know, the obvious answer there is because he knows MVS has got the jets and he's trying not to underthrow him, which he has done also. But who knows? I mean, sometimes it's just a question of reps together. And obviously, Devontae and Rodgers have a billion of banked reps in a way that MVS and Aaron don't. Not that they haven't played together, because they obviously have quite a bunch. But, I mean, Rodgers and Devontae know each other in their sleep as far as what they're going to do. So, you know, he still hits MVS more often than not. I'm not too worried about it or anything. Was in the Metrodome when Dorsey Levens ran the Vikings into submission in 97. One of my happiest moments. Oh, man, what a game. What a game, Becky. Brandy is buying a I Love Joe shirt soon. You know, I think a lot of Packers fans might be if he continues in the right direction. Nags, your Corey impression never gets old. I don't know what you're talking about. QBs are often told to overthrow deep to avoid picks, but I agree. He chucks it because MVS is Lightning McQueen. Yes, Blake, 100%. GBP, man, what's up? Thanks for the super chat. Both are monsters, but if you could choose one guy to take out of the game completely on Sunday between Hicks and Mack, who would you choose? Probably Hicks, honestly, especially depending on who's playing center. If Patrick has to go again, 100% Hicks. Not to take anything away from Mack, because I think he's still a game wrecker, but we've seen, whether it's been, you know, Bosa, Watt, what have you, the Packers have a good plan on the edge. It's in, you know, that the middle, and Hicks is an absolute beast. You have Lucas Patrick and company. Yikes. So yeah, I think that would be Hicks for me anyway. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Looking back at Fuller offer sheet with his production and getting cut this offseason makes me think Goody was playing chess, Pace was playing tag. Yeah, I can see that. As far as like driving the price up, knowing that there was no way the Bears were going to let him go, it's possible. It's funny because I've tried to ask Brian about that, but he always kind of punts on the question. Aaron Jones is such a good pass catcher. Use him more. Could not agree more, Matt. Offense in general needs to use Aaron Jones more in every capacity. Offense needs to run through Aaron Jones. We've known this. We know this. Do you think the Bears are a team predestined to be D first, grind on O? Seems like they have never had an explosive offense, but always a decent D. I don't know about destiny or what have you, but man, we were talking about this on Transplants last night. It's crazy, and Packers fans should count their blessings that they get to cheer for the team that has figured out a way to find quarterbacks as opposed to the team that always knows how to have a good defense but never has an offense. I mean, it knows how to ruin quarterbacks, really. You can't explain it, right? I mean, it's just in the DNA at this point. And yeah, who knows? Maybe they are destined to. But, you know, hell, the cyclical nature of the NFL suggests they'll figure it out eventually. I mean, the Packers were in the wilderness for 20 years, you know, as far as the 70s and 80s go, and they couldn't do either one of those things. So, and they finally found Favre and found, you know, Ron Wolf, etc., and they were on their way. And you hope it never happens for the Bears. Obviously, you always want them to be bad because you're a Packers fan. But history of the league would suggest at some point they will find something on offense. Now, I don't know about superstar quarterback or what have you, but they can't be this inept forever, right? Biggest game wrecker on the Bears D, and I can imagine Fields lighting us up on the ground. Biggest game wrecker on the Bears defense for me is Akeem Hicks, if he's healthy. I've made no secret of this. He's one of my favorite players in the league. I really wish he didn't play for the Bears, but I love his game. I always have. And he's a major problem, and it's a lot easier when he's not in there. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. What pond scum gets in the Hall of Fame over Leroy this year? No pond scum. Nobody's getting in over Leroy. This is the year. Leroy is going in, and I will not hear otherwise. Roy Butler should have been in the Hall of Fame a decade ago. He's going in this year. They were tough years to watch, Aaron. Jill, you ain't lying. When Bakhtiari and Jenkins both come back, who will be the fifth starter on the O-line between Runyon and Newman? I like Runyon's play so far. 1,000% Runyon for me. I mean, who knows with the coaching staff? I mean, I didn't think Hansen had a chance in hell at cracking the 53, and he did. So you never know what kind of decisions they're going to make. But, yeah, I don't think it's even a question. You know, you have Bakhtiari at tackle. You have Jenkins at left guard. You got Myers at center. And to me, you could put Runyon at right guard. Now, maybe for whatever reason, he's played left guard this entire season. Maybe they say, oh, you know, he doesn't have any – we don't want to make him switch. And so they keep Newman in there, which I think would be a mistake. But, yes, 1,000%, that's what I would do. Can you believe Wayne has been on the call for over 75 Packers-Bears games? Is that true? 75? No way. 75? Two a year? How long has he been doing this? Wow, that's a long-ass time. That's a lot of daggers to be thrown. That's crazy. It's so weird because now that we do watch parties, I never really get to hear the radio calls until afterwards, you know, you hear the highlights or whatever. But, you know, man, they do a great job. They do. Wayne and Larry are the gold standard. Obviously, I have a soft spot. I will always, Jim and Max will be always my favorite. But Wayne and Larry are the bomb.com. When will Bakhtiari be back? Angela, they have the ability to start practicing him next week. So after this Bears game, and the moment he practices, so you would assume a week from yesterday, next Wednesday, once he hits the practice field, they have 21 days to activate him to the active roster. So it's very soon. I would suspect he will start practicing next week, and then they have a 3-week window. So sometime, most likely within the next 3 weeks, is when they'll get him back. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Who is your favorite all-time Bears player? Love this rivalry. It's the only NFC North rivalry that matters. Vikings are irrelevant. Hack the horn. All-time favorite Bears player? Oh, man. Hurting my soul with this one. Probably either Walter Payton or Peanut Tillman. It's real close. I've just got so much respect for Walter's game. He was amazing. Sweetness. Watching him run all over and around the Packers for many years. He was incredible. But Peanut Tillman was gold standard as far as creating turnovers. And just, you talk about excellence at a high level for a long ass time. Just, yeah, he was amazing. No doubt about it. Zach, thanks for the super chat. It's my birthday Sunday, and I love nothing more than a it's a Randall Cobb moment again, and the Bears still suck. Oh, you know they got to be drawing something up. They did not bring Randall Cobb back for him not to torture the Bears. That will 100% be happening on Sunday. Because, you know, it's Soldier Field, it's Rodgers, it's Cobb, it's tradition. It's like Thanksgiving and arguing with your family. That's what they do. They go to Soldier Field, and they torment the Bears. Can't wait. I am anxiously awaiting that moment. Got that one. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Lynch in the Hall of Fame over Butler makes my eye twitch. You are not alone. It is absolutely ridiculous. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. Can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. If you missed Packer Transplants Live last night, please check out the replay right here on the YouTube channel. Corey and I always have a lot of fun chopping it up, talking Packers. Please hit like on this video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.